Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The Good News in Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
Psalm 46, we have number one, the first verse is, God is our refuge and strength. God is our refuge and God is our strength, a very present help in trouble. So God is both to me refuge and strength. Refuge is my hiding place. When accusations are against me, when condemnation comes upon me, when I'm wrong, when I've failed, when others point out my failures, when I point out my own failures to myself, which is called introspection, when anything happens, I have a refuge, a place to hide, to be hidden with Christ in God in Colossians 3. To be in a place where I know that my sins are forgiven, to be in a place where I know it's all grace, to be in a place where I know that I can live and continue to live without having to restitute myself. I can simply just thank God for His forgiveness, His mercy, His grace, and move forward. He's my refuge. I always have a place to go to. In times of trial and trouble, I have a place to go to. He is my refuge in every situation in life, every problem, everything I go through. He's my refuge. But then He's also my strength. And that takes me to the other end of the spectrum. Strength is my means, or your means, our means for victory in every situation we're in. So we have a place to hide. And then we also have a place for victory called the strength of God. And in every situation, every problem we undertake, every trial we go through, we can have victory, and victory is defined by our attitude in the trial, in the situation, that our attitude is always positive towards God. Things may be crashing in around us, but my attitude's positive towards God. God's got a plan. God will take care of me. God is going to get me through this. God is in charge, and nothing is happening to me that God doesn't know about. I have a victory formula. And I have strength from God to be sustained in the trial and even to come out of the trial victoriously. So He is my refuge, my hiding place, and He's also my strength, and He is very present help when there's trouble. He's very, very present. He has these resources for me. He has these benefits, these provisions, the provision of His refuge, the provision of His strength. These are things that are available to me all the time. No, because you never know when trouble's coming. You might have a flat tire on the way out the parking lot this morning. Big trouble. Huge trouble. Except you can buy one, get one free now in some places. But it's huge trouble. And I'm exaggerating, of course. But you have a very present help. He's your refuge and He's your strength. You'll get through it. You'll change the tire. Or if you're lucky enough, you'll get Mike to change your tire for you before he leaves. The tile will get changed, and you'll be delivered from your trial, and you'll have refuge and strength while you're doing it. So it's a beautiful thing to have refuge and to have strength from God. And that is the blessing of the believer that's on the believer's life. Hebrews 4:16 is a New Testament verse that correlates with this. And it says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne, of grace. And, of course, we come boldly, confidently to the throne of grace because we know we are accepted. We don't come squeamishly. We don't come timidly. We don't come frightened to the throne of grace. We come with boldness, with confidence, knowing knowing that we're accepted in the beloved, knowing that we have acceptance in Ephesians 1:6, that the blood of Jesus Christ has purged us from all sin, and that God accepts us. And even though we have shortcomings and failures and things that we do that aren't exactly perfect in terms of behavior, God accepts us as perfect in Christ. And so we can come confidently to the throne of grace. And there at the throne of grace, it says in verse 16 that we obtain mercy, which is my hiding place, which is my refuge. Mercy is my refuge. It's my hiding place. It's the place. It's what I look for when I'm guilty. God's mercy. It's what I look for when people accuse me. God's mercy. Mercy withholds what I deserve. In other words, I deserve that I'm guilty, but mercy says no. We're not going to judge you. We're not going to condemn you. We're not going to accuse you. We're not going to do anything to you but love you. So mercy is always there for me. It is my refuge, my hiding place. And then it says we also obtain mercy. We also find grace, which correlates with the word strength back in 46:1 of the Psalms. Grace is my provision for strength and for help me in time of need, it says. So I have mercy and grace. I have refuge and strength in the Old Testament. Mercy and grace here in 4:16 of Hebrews. And I have the provisions I need, and I can go to God confidently because of what he's done for me, because of the finished work of Christ, that I can be accepted and receive help from the throne, which is established in grace. It's a throne established in grace. Throne speaks of his authority. God's authority is established by grace, and that is a grace authority, grace throne, and that's what we have in him. So mercy and grace is my refuge and strength. Of course, you know James 2:13b, mercy triumphs over judgment. Mercy always triumphs over judgment. When you deserve judgment, mercy says, no way. We're going to love him. We're going to grace him out. We're going to build him up. We're going to encourage him. We're going to continue being on his side and not turning against him in judgment or condemnation or accusation. The devil loves to accuse and loves to find people who will agree with him and accuse you. He even uses your own soul to accuse you. He'll use your own soul to accuse you. But mercy always triumphs. It always is victorious over judgment. Mercy supersedes judgment. It trumps it. And so we have that in James 2:13, the B part. And grace, of course, is the undeserved provision of God for every aspect of my life. Everything I need, everything I go through, everything that I'm needful of as a person, psychologically, emotionally, it comes to me through the grace of God. I include that physically as well. So therefore, the conclusion here is in verse 2 from verse 1 in Psalm 46, where God is our refuge and our strength and a very present help. Because of that truth, verse 2 is also true, therefore we will not fear. Because verse 1 is in place, because he is my refuge, because he is my strength, then verse 2 applies to me, I will not fear. We will not fear. Even though the earth be removed, that means earthquakes. Even though there's earthquakes and the very foundation that we stand on is shaken, which is, if any of you have ever been through an earthquake, you know how that feels. It's a very weird feeling when the very thing, the thing that's the most absolute, the thing that you're standing on, is moving. And it's a very strange, strange feeling. And when the earth is removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, that happens in volcanoes when the mountains pour out their lava and it flows to the sea. Though the waters roar and be troubled, and that could be a tsunami of trouble in your life, and though the mountains shake with great swelling. So we have the most cataclysmic events mentioned here in verse 2 and 3. We have cataclysmic events that cannot be compared to the trials that you and I go through. You and I go through trials, but compared to this stuff, ours are small. But this is the earth is moved, The mountains carry to the sea. The waters are roaring. No matter what is happening around me, my environment is falling apart. Everything around me is tumbling in. Then we will not fear. Why? Because he's my refuge and he's also my strength. We have the Lord God on our side. And we therefore substitute faith for fear. Instead of fear, we substitute faith towards God, towards the Lord Jesus Christ. We have faith in God, and that deals with the fear. It's the opposite of fear, is to have faith. First, if you don't have if your faith is weak, you'll be fearful. If your faith is strong, it'll deal with the fear. So if you're fearful, what do you need? Faith. And where do you get faith? You get under the Word. You meditate on the Word. You listen to the Word. You read your Bibles. You come to Bible studies. You get yourself built up in the faith, because faith will deal with your fear. And if you're not built up in the faith, then you're going to have a fearful existence, especially if you're prone to that. Some people are emotionally prone to being fearful people, and they're more fearful than others just because of their emotional makeup. And so they need even all the more to draw near and to hear the Word, because the Word produces the faith that overcomes the fears. And you have faith in God, and that deals with your fear complexes. And so we will not fear, because we're putting our trust in the refuge and strength of our lives, Jesus Christ. When we're keeping our eyes set upon him, we know he cares for us, so we cast our cares upon him, and we also look unto Jesus, the author and finisher. And we are built up in the faith. The faith means what those things that we believe, and our faith overcomes our fears. So faith looks to the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith is aware of trouble. I mean, it's aware that things are happening around you. It's aware of the environment. It's aware that your wallet is empty. It's aware that you're not feeling well. It's aware that the bills are piling up. It's aware of the relationship stress that you're going through with some other person. It's aware of all these things. It just doesn't become occupied with it. I'm aware of my problems. I'm not naive. I'm not pretending they don't exist, but I'm not occupied with them. Those things don't occupy my thought life day and night. Wake up in the morning, that's all I can think about. What so-and-so did to me. What so-and-so said to me. And how this problem is, I got all these things I got to do and I can't get them done. I can't afford this. And so forth. I'm occupied with my problems. That is what faith does not do. Faith is occupied with the Lord, and then fear is removed, and then I'm just aware of my problems. I'll have to deal with them, probably have to deal with them, unless somehow God miraculously removes them, which we are always open for that. We're always available for that. You can take the bills and just leave God with the bills. But I'm always open to that. I'm always open to a divine healing or whatever. But if not...
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993. Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Port St. Lucie First Church of the Nazarene is a church on the move. Sunday services are at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. Wednesday evening Bible study and